Over the past three decades, the amount of salt in Lake George has tripled. The reason is road salt applied to surfaces throughout the surrounding watershed. For a lake that supports a $2 billion annual tourism economy, water quality is a big deal, and increased salt levels can affect clarity and hurt the organisms that live in the lake. In recent years, a partnership of environmental groups, businesses, and municipalities have come together to stop invasive plants and animals from entering the lake. Boat washing stations are being supported by state government, and similar programs are being explored in other areas of upstate New York, says Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki.
Similar to the way that we were successful at aquatic invasive species prevention in the Lake George region, and that has spread out into the Adirondacks, you know, we are taking that same approach on winter maintenance and road salt reduction.
Enter the annual Save the Lake Salt Summit. Started last year, the event brings together state government, municipalities, and scientists to discuss solutions to the salt problem, including demos of the latest salt-reducing equipment. The cooperation is appreciated by Lake George Park Commissioner Dave Wick.
I think that's great to get them all in the same room, talk about the challenges, talk about science up front, and then talk about what the logistics of the problem are and what some solutions might be. So I think it's going to be a good event.
While some strategies have been tried in recent years, one technique applies a slurry to the roads around the lake instead of the run-of-the-mill road salt. Wick said salt is difficult to control in the environment.
Once it is applied down on the roads, it automatically gets into the runoff and gets into the lake. There's no stormwater system that will be able to manage it and remove those chlorides. And with the increase in chlorides, really a tripling over the last 30 years in Lake George, it's a strong concern.
Since a memorandum of understanding was introduced in 2015, the eight municipalities within the Lake George watershed and Fort Anne, which is part of Lake Champlain's, have signed on to reduce salt levels. Again, Chris Nowitzki.
One of our goals this year is to come out of this second salt summit with a addenda to that MOU where we will list best practices that will be considered and implemented by the signing municipalities.
Nowitzki says more than 80 people attended last year's inaugural event, and he expects more in year two. For more information on Monday's Save the Lake Salt Summit, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.